Thank you for that plug for Offering, son. I just thought, since some of you may not know Peter, Pastor Peter, that well, or even for some of you might be new, I just thought I'd just give a brief introduction. So I personally met Peter probably about 12 years ago or so, and his testimony growing up is amazing, crazy, yeah, and he has an amazing story of God working in his life. But he's been a businessman, he's been a pastor, he started a house of prayer in Israel for 5 years, so since we met him, we've been kind of walking with him, getting to know him, and then we just felt like the Lord authoring us to just, in faith, like, support him, sow into him, and then he's ministered back to us. So we consider him Catalyst Korea, okay? So he's living with his family currently back in Korea, and I know the last time he was here, and it's been a walk of faith with Peter, and the Lord has showed us so much and revealed so much to us, so we really love and appreciate Peter and his family. Last year, it's probably the lowest point I've ever seen Peter. I mean, the Lord just literally stripped everything away. And we told him, come back home, come back with family. So he came here for a season, and then they felt like the Lord calling him to Korea. That was like 1 year ago. That was almost exactly around 1 year ago that he went back to Korea in that 1 year. So, and we Zoom call with him once a month. In this past year, the redemption, the turnaround, the things that the Lord has authored. And he's going to really just preach from the word today. I don't know how much he's going to share of that, but I just want to let you know the things that the Lord has done, amazing, just mind-boggling, like the depth of where he's at is far surpassed by the height and the things and the ways the Lord is moving and the connections the Lord's making. And the Lord's really given him a call in terms of like global sphere that he's working with, actually meeting with businessmen like and government officials from different nations and countries, and it's just amazing. And I know Peter completely acknowledges it's just all been the Lord. It's not things he's trying to bring about himself. So his heart, his character, his commitment to the Lord, his family, his walk of faith. That's why we just love, appreciate Peter. And so whenever he's back in, we want him to give him an opportunity and you an opportunity to just interact with, hear from, get to know our brother, friend, family member, Peter Han. So let me invite up Pastor Peter.
Thank you, Peter. Wow. I got used to it. I mean, he's calling me older brother. He's my father, but anyway, yeah. I don't know what that kind of a relationship is, but it's Bob. It's Bob, and I love him. It's such a blessing to be here, to be with you all. I mean, not because I'm preaching, because that's the least part, but just being here and then surrounded by family. You know, it's the highest beauty and joy that I am enjoying the most. Especially, you know, I am saying good morning, but my body says good night because it's right now 3 a.m. in the morning in Korea. And I just came this Monday overloaded with work and meetings and exhausted to the end. And then really, I mean, today morning I was just, and yesterday night as I was pondering again upon the word that I'm going to share, I said, Lord, I am no near there to share anything. But the Lord says to me this, I am going to be there. I am going to be there in the midst of the people. And so that was the assurance that I don't have to worry about anything because he will take care of everything. I had just had to come to witness what he was going to do about. I hope that you have the same expectation with me today morning, that you will expect on the Lord because he is here. And if he is here, he came with his purpose, with his destiny to bring, to fulfill, to open up. Amen? And that's what I'm going to expect. I'm done. I guess not, right? Oh my gosh, I am enjoying it. Oh my gosh. I think the Spirit of God is upon me.
Yeah.
As you prayed for me, some kind of impartation came into myself, right?
There you go.
Oh, wow. Can we go to the Word? It's going to be New Testament, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. And I will read out of the New Living Translation. Verse 15. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called, his holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world but also in the world to come. God has put all things under the authority of Christ and has made him head over all things for the benefit of the church. And the church is his body. It is made full and complete by Christ, who fills all things everywhere with himself. Who fills all things everywhere with himself. As I was asked by Pastor Barry to speak, I wanted to say no. Because I don't know when I was preaching last time, and especially in English. So my confidence level was down there. But I knew that it was the Lord calling me to do it. And as he gave me the scripture, I knew why. We are on this sermon series, Stronger Together. And we kicked off that theme on the last retreat. And I was there with you guys. I remember what the Lord has given me to release for the communion. And again, as I was reading Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 23, yes, this is the word. I didn't do my expository Bible teaching. I didn't do going into the Hebrew language, the Greek language, but I was consulting the Lord, and he was saying, can't you see it? And I saw. What did I see? This is the prayer that Paul was praying for the Ephesians. From verse 15 to 18, I can confidently, boldly say that this was my prayer for you for the past 12 years. That this was my prayer for you for the past 12 years. Ever since that I met Barry for 12 years ago in this small meeting, and out of nowhere, Barry was inviting me to come to on that very Sunday service to preach. I gladly accepted. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was stirring inside of my heart, confirming that I have to be there. And I knew from that moment, yes, this is the church, this is the family that I'm going to walk together. Because the calling that I had received was reflected in this family, in this community. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for God's people everywhere, I have not stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and insight so that you might grow in your knowledge of God. Wherever I travel, all around the globe, people know Catalyst. I always share about Catalyst because you are not just a ministry, but you are part of me. You're my life. You are my family. You are mine. So therefore, if I am in Colombia, if I am in Peru, if I am in Indonesia, if I am in Malaysia, if I am in Taiwan, wherever I am going, I am talking about Catalyst. Guys, do you know there is a church who functions as a family? They are eager to transform and willing to accept the kingdom of God. Willing to do what the Lord says. Not abiding in a formation that they are comfortable with, but that they are constantly moving toward the Lord. Because I have seen it. I have seen it for the past 12 years. I have seen where you were for 12 years ago. I have seen what has happened within this 12-year period. And I know where you are going. I know where you are standing. And so therefore, I boldly can say, wow, it is the Lord is doing. As I was sitting there on my chair and worshiping the Lord was giving me a picture. It was the new wineskin. And I know that you are in a moment of new wineskin period or process. I completely know it in my spirit. Imagine this new wineskin that was made out of this fresh leather. Not out of old leather, but this fresh leather. The new wine is poured into it. The fermentation starts. All sort of a movement and adjustment is made to that new wineskin. It's very uncomfortable. But you have to adjust. Otherwise, the wineskin will rip. And all the precious new wine will be spilled out. It's not comfortable. It's not easy. It's not something that you are wishing for. But you are holding on to it. The skin is holding on to it. Why? Because the wine is so precious. And making every effort possible to safely hold the new wine. This is the process that I truly, strongly believe that God has started, especially in this year, with Catalyst. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the confident hope he has given to those he called. His holy people who are his rich and glorious inheritance. This is God doing in you. I heard the first sermon on Sunday as Barry was preaching. I was in Korea live. The time zone was crazy, but I did it. I was on YouTube live, and I heard the words coming. I knew, yes, Lord. I was shouting in joy. Yes, you did it, Lord. The kingdom of God has arrived. Jesus is going to be the king. Verse 19. I also pray, and this is my prayer. I also pray that you will understand, the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms. You know, just within these two verses, there are so much deepness, richness, and dimension of level that it is almost impossible to fathom. But I truly believe that it was my prayer that Catalyst would understand, that Catalyst would come to the full understanding of the Lord and his kingdom. Because the journey that I was on for the past 30 years was absolutely unique. Nothing normal. Nothing normal. And as I met Catalyst, I always prayed, Lord, I am not able to reveal the secrets that you have given me to them, because there are no words in my vocabulary that I was able to explain. But Lord, could you reveal it to them as you have revealed it to me? And on that very first Sunday of January, I saw not the full completion, but I saw, yes, we are on the same page. Completely same. Completely. Exactly. Same page. Most of you guys will question me right now, what is he talking about? Lord, Holy Spirit, come now and reveal it to us. How in the world am I able to explain what has happened for the past 12 years? I myself, I am not able to explain what has happened in my life. As Pastor Barry has said, in 2019, I have set up a company in Singapore, a financial company. The initial capital of this funding company was 1.5 billion USD. It was in a scale that I have not expected. And it came to a full completion by the year of 2021, I like to say. And 2022 was flourishing. But in the month of, I like to say about August, September, something happened. As Pastor Barry has said, betrayal, you name it. I lost everything in an instance. I lost everything. I had nothing. I was not able to go anywhere. I was not able to stay. There was nothing left. Even I had tremendous issues with the whole family because there were issues with my son. It was like a perfect Job story. The Korean version of Job. I was devastated. I was devastated to the point where I was standing at my penthouse in Singapore and then looking over the whole city, right? And I wanted to jump. Because I said to the Lord, I have committed, I have submitted, I have completely surrendered to you. I did everything what you have asked me beyond and above. Not just for this one time, but for the past 30 years. I have nothing done on my own. Whatever you have spoken to me, I have done it. 1997, why I came to the state, why I joined the company, all the things, nothing was done on my own agenda. I didn't plan for my life. I didn't have my 10, 20, 30 years master plan. The only master plan that I had for my entire life was following the Lord. Whatever He spoke, whatever He is speaking, whatever He is unveiling, I am doing it. So therefore, I was struggling with the Lord. Why? 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 And nobody was able to give me the answer. Nobody. Not even God, because He was silent. And then I had one day this meeting with Barry, and I was just devastated. And Barry says, come home. And I came. But was it getting better? Absolutely not. I was still devastated. I think you saw me on various Sundays here coming in, not with this face, right? I was not the same Peter that you would have expected. Not knowing what the tomorrow is going to be, right? It was like that. It was absolutely like that, literally. Things were not getting better, it was getting worse. It was really getting more down than ever. I mean, there was this, I was on this fall that has no bottom. And I couldn't see myself come to an end. In the month of December, because during the time we were living with my in-laws, my sister-in-law, right? And it was just crazy situation, 10 people living there, and then our family side is getting crazy more than ever every day. And then in the month of December, right after Christmas, I'm getting this push from my sister-in-law and her husband, Peter, why don't you go out and find your own place? What? You are kicking us out? How in the world can you do that? This is not fair. I have nothing. And then so we had money enough to find an Airbnb for the month of January. And God was starting to speak to many level, and the spoken word that the Lord was speaking to me was, go back to Korea. And I said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. You are not going to take me back to Korea. Because even though I am born in Korea, but I don't feel like Korean. I think we all know what I'm talking about, right? And then I think it was the year 2016 until the year 18 where I lived there for 16 to 18, and it was devastating. I couldn't stand. I couldn't stand the whole thing. I was suffocating. I mean, I couldn't breathe. And then I said, Lord, release me from this country. I cannot be here. You know, the call and the move that the Lord was making the way to go to Singapore was for me a liberation. It was just jubilee. But within all this devastation that I was in, and the Lord is speaking to me again, go to Korea, it doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense to me, but also it didn't make sense to Bob. Right? Right, Bob? Do you know what? Bob was crying and complaining to the Lord, right? No! It cannot be true! Because we are still in this devastation. Nothing is restored. Nothing is ready, right? In this complete mess, right? God is saying, go back to Korea. What am I doing? Yes, I am booking the flight, one-way flight, on the 8th of February, and we are flying back to Korea. And from that moment on, as we are stepping in, restoration is happening beyond my understanding that I have never imagined to come. I am not pursuing for, I am not chasing after it. It is coming. It is coming. I am doing nothing. Because it is in the area of things that it is unfolding that I have no experience. In a capacity that I've never experienced in my life. On a level that I am not the right person. I am absolutely not the right person to do it. But God is giving it. I don't know why. The only reason why I know why is because I believe that God is on a move to prepare the things to be ready for his people to enjoy a safety net, a vessel, a system, his kingdom to arrive. But funny enough, I mean, this is the side story. Funny enough, 2 months ago, I had a Zoom call with my in-laws, right? Me and my wife in Korea, Zoom calling with my in-laws, asking, how are you doing? And then this grudge came up again, right? And then I'm saying, hey, you kicked us out. I know we are doing well, but you kicked us out in the midst of the devastation. And I was complaining there, right? And then my wife, Julian, is poking me. Can you stop, please? What? I'm telling the truth. They kicked us out in the midst of the devastation. And then she is, just stop. Just stop. And then after the Zoom call, she's calling me to the living room and say, you know what? I will tell you the truth. The truth is, I asked my sister to kick us out. I know. My whole entire life is K-drama. I mean, didn't you know? How I was born and how I lived in Germany. I mean, all the things that it is just a K-drama. It's not real. I sometimes feel that I'm in a matrix, you know? It is the complete euphemism of God. You know, because Julian was hearing from the Lord in Singapore already, that we had to be in Korea. Even dreams were given to this unspiritual person, Joshua, my second son. He was dreaming from the Lord and saying, Dad, we have to go to Korea. God is telling me that. But I was not listening. I was devastated. I don't want it to go because it was a land that is that I'm calling is a Nineveh. It is not the promised land. I'm already dead. Why am I going to die again? I don't need it. I completely didn't listen. As I came again to U.S., nothing got better. And then Julian is hearing. Tell your in-laws, kick them. Otherwise, I would not have listened. Otherwise, I would not have moved. Otherwise, I would have still been here, right? Still devastated, still not be recovered, still not hearing from the Lord. Because I was too busy to think of myself and complaining, why Lord, why Lord, why Lord? It has been just an incredible year where God is setting things up that, wow, this only can be God. I am traveling all around the world again. I am meeting with high profiles from various level of people and spectrum, able to advise them, giving strategies, able to relocate funds that it is beyond my imagination. And what is God doing? Not this. The main subject is, because the Lord was giving me a warning. The warning was that we are in a time frame where things has to be ready. This is what I call the Joseph storage. Noah's Ark, where things will be on a place when things is going to go down, that we will not go under the water, but that we will stay above the water, that we will be a city on the hill, not and not a city on a hiding cave, that we will shine brighter than ever, and that his name, Jesus, will be glorified, not just in a small places, but all over the world. And this is what God is setting up for. Are you ready? Are you ready? We will see his incredible greatness. We will know what the true power of God is going to be. It is going to be the same mighty power that God has raised Christ. It is going to be the realm that we are going to be moving in where Jesus is seated right now. It is something that Paul talks about, especially in 21. Now he is far above any ruler or authority or power or leader or anything else, not only in this world, but also in the world to come. I know that things are happening in a very strange way, not just in the state, but globally. I can talk about geopolitical issues and economic issues that it is happening all around the world, and it doesn't make sense. It absolutely doesn't make sense. And we have no clue what is going to happen. Right? Do you all agree? There is, I like to say, absolutely no hope in this world. But then only Jesus. Because it is Christ who fills all things everywhere with himself. Because it is Christ. Because everything exists in Christ, the beginning and the end, the time and the space, everything, eternity and beyond, exists only in Christ. If you submerge into Christ by the way of conversion, then convergence is going to happen. A new formation that we have not seen. How is that going to happen? The Lord is asking us to surrender, to submit. Not whenever you want, not whenever you feel like it, not whenever you have the leverage to do, but He's asking you complete surrender to Him, complete submission to Him, abiding only in Him. Nothing of you, dead to myself, but raised in Christ and living in Christ, hearing what Father says and doing only what Father does through Christ. Not because the circumstances is giving you the opportunity and the leverage to do so, even if the circumstances is not right. But if the Lord speaks that your heart is always ready to say, "Yes, Lord, I completely surrender to you." It doesn't make sense. It absolutely doesn't make sense. But I will do it because you are saying it so. Not because I am seeing what is going to come, because I am seeing that it is guaranteed, but I am not seeing it, but I am doing it. Guys, do you think that I have seen this outcome that it is happening right now, back then, last year in October? Absolutely not. Last year, February, as I was on the plane, one-way ticket to going to Korea, that I had the expectation that everything will be restored? Absolutely not. There was nothing guaranteed. You know it, right, Rick? There are so many witnesses here. But God was doing it. Why? Because I just submitted to Him. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't pull the trigger. There was nothing on my own that I was able to do. But He Himself, Jesus, was doing everything. I think we are living in a world right now that nothing is secure. There is no safety net. It has completely changed, and the world is going to change, and it is already changed. Why am I in this confident mode? Why? Because I am talking to those people who are setting the agenda all around the world. And I know what they are talking about. But guys, we are serving. We are with Him who is above everything. Guys, understand who you are. Understand who is with you. Understand that God has spoken that He is, and that He is willing to be in our midst. And He will be the King of everything. He has never left His throne. He has never given up His authority. And He is your King. And you are called to be King and priest, representing His kingdom on this earth. Do not downgrade yourself. Do not downgrade yourself. Please understand that who you are. Sons and daughters of the Most High. John 15 talks about the true wine. We are the branches. Branches outside of the stem. We cannot do anything. We are not able to produce the fruit. The only way to produce the fruit is to sticking in to the stem. Submerge in Christ. Complete oneness in Christ. Complete oneness can only be achieved by complete surrender. It is not just Jesus, but it has to be only Jesus. It cannot be Jesus and. It has to be only Jesus. It is not you anymore. It is not my past wisdom and experience. It is not the things that you have. But it has to be only Jesus. Once this is happening, you will be in a complete oneness with the Lord. You will rest in His abiding place, and things will come because He is going to produce the fruit. And out of those who are living in the oneness of Christ, I truly believe God will raise up a generation that is called in John 17. The John 17 generation. The prayer that it is going to be absolutely going to be fulfilled on this earth. We have never seen it before, but I am seeing a time frame that it is going to come. A John 17 generation who are completely surrendered to the Lord, who are completely submitted to the Lord, who are in a complete oneness with the Lord, and they will walk together. Not in unity, but in oneness. And if they walk together, the world will see the complete, complete kingdom of God. And they will see only Jesus. Catalyst, are you ready? Are you ready? I was not ready. I was not ready last year, February. Absolutely not. But I did it because I heard from the Lord. I did it because it was the Lord. And I'm still doing it because of the Lord. You will be never ready. But it is going to be the Lord. Are you willing to trust the Lord? Are you willing to trust that He is the King? Are you willing to trust His promises and say yes to the Lord? I think this is the call that I'm making today morning. Are we willing? God is calling us. I will pray. Lord, I know that You are in our midst. I know that You have spoken to Your people. Lord, let it be You who is orchestrating everything, who is the author and finisher of everything. Let it be known today that You have spoken, and let it be known to the world that Your kingdom is here and that Your people will be raised up to be the city on the hill. All the glory to You In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'll be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything. And be blessed this week. And as always, thank you, Jesus.